raised a mound, 40 feet high, on top of the ruins of captured Jaikur. At the heart of a plain she had flattened absolutely by slaves and prisoners of war. Earth for the mound came from the ring of hills completely surrounding the plain. With the mound complete and faced on its outer sides with several layers of imported stone, Storm Shadow built her new city up top. And that she surrounded with walls another 40 feet high. She did not overlook the latest theories about towers for enfilading fire and barbicans to protect her elevated gates. All the Shadow Masters seemed driven by a paranoid need to make themselves safe in their home places. Never once in her planning, though, did she take into account the possibility that she might have to resist the onslaught of the Black Company. I wish we were half as wicked as I talk. Dejagore has 4 gates. Each stands at 1 point of the compass rose. Each is at the end of a paved highway running straight in from the hills. Only the road from the south carries any traffic these days. Mogaba has sealed 3 gates, leaving only sally ports, which are guarded by his Gnar at all times. Mogaba is determined to fight. He is just as determined that not one of our raggedy-ass Taglian legionnaires will run off and not go down with him. None of us, be we Black Company old crew, Gnar, Jaikuri, Taglian, Nguengbao, or someone else who had the bad luck to get caught here, is going to get out alive. Not unless Shadow Spinner and his gang get so bored they go looking for someone else to bully. Right. You've got the 8 and 10 of swords, and to go down, you're going to bet your ass on pulling the 9. Your chances of pulling that 9 are better than ours of getting out of here. The fortified encampment of the Shadowlanders stands south of the city. It is so close, we can reach it with our heavy artillery. You can see charred timbers where we tried to burn them out the day of the big battle. We have raided them a few times since then, too, but no longer have the strength to risk. We can't seem to discourage Shadow Spinner, though. Like most warlords, he doesn't let reality get in the way of his doing whatever he wants to do. The artillery gives them a wake-up 5 nights out of 5, pick a random time. That keeps them cranky and tired and a lot less effective whenever they attack. Trouble is, so much effort keeps us tired and cranky, too. And we have other projects going as well. Shadow Spinner is a puzzle. He's not the first of his kind in company experience. The heavyweight killers in our past, though, when faced with a situation like this, would have stomped on Dejagore like jumping on an anthill before looking for a real challenge. But here, lightweights, Goblin and One-Eye, can slide around quickly and treacherously enough to parry Spinner's every feeble thrust. His weakness is a mystery. Makes you nervous when an enemy doesn't do everything you think he can. And a Shadow Spinner doesn't become a top badass being gentle. One-Eye sees everything in its wickedest light. He says Spinner